Blog Talk Radio.
PLM, baby.
These various rappers are so hilarious. We put the mic down, but you ain't qualified to carry this. Your tracks are garbage, your bars are miscellaneous. So throwing your joint at my car was spontaneous. Oh, shit, I got you feeling nervous on purpose. I love bringing that shit right at you, door to door service. Instantaneous, you would still get your shit bust. Only spontaneous.
All aboard the Spontaneous Express. Nevertheless, always the more. From the pool table to the kitchen floor. Next stop, the G-Spot. Luda! 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 Luda!
Fine.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here shouting you out for your birthday and making this a grand occasion.
Happy birthday, baby. Hope you get many more. Many more. May everything you wish for become a reality. And, you know, I just wish you lots of love and thug passion. Thug passion.
Yo, this is Tupac, and I clown around when I hang around with my underground girls. They used to frown, sing them down when I come around, gas me, and when they pass me, they used to lay back. But now they watch me on Yo MTV Raps Today with Ed Lover and Dr. J.
We're back to work, I took time off. All the rappers got jerked due to the fact they whacking their track. Have to go back and stack, cause they the importance of it, yeah, we're back to work. I took time off. All the rappers got jerked due to the fact they whacking their track. Have to go back and stack, cause they whack. The importance of it, yeah, we're back to work. I took time off. All the rappers got jerked due to the fact they whacking their track. Have to go back and stack, cause they lack the ingredients, EPMD and scratch for that. Yo, I'm the hip-hopper, plus the show shocker. Down with MD, yes, the microphone doctor. One wreck, the other the swords. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cup from my homie, yo. Then I lay back and mac and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack. Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No respect in 87, 88, Chenille. Cause I produce and get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and glow. That's where it's born. Back the second time, put on a different assignment and do a sucker new jack. Who needs a rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream in the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my dock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double K microphone wrecker, sit on my callers, say your mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me Pete, then other slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. To what you saying? To what you saying? To what you saying, to what you saying, to what you saying, to what you saying. To what you saying. Putting the heads to bed. straight out the box and see a jumping out shoes and socks. I'm not playing. Understand what I'm saying, cause it's stuck in my way. And I'm slaying, taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mines in 89. Because I'm fine as wine, sit back and recline. Watch the sunshine, take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Catch a flick at the movies, dance a bowl. What I choose, I refuse to slack. While I'm back, I take a chance, Jack. So I must attack with knick-knack, paddywhack, so I won't lack. All my style is death and it's deadly as crap. While I'm slaying, music explain, a sucker is the lane. Battle in the trenches, where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't have blood related, but you could call us cousins. Cause as we climb the chart, better known as statistics. The quitters on my jock while I'm kicking ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house and you got the chillin' more. The proof is in the pudding. So check the billboard. People around town talking this and that. How we sound like a R and our music was whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we was bold. 30 days later, the LP went gold. So what you saying?
Shoe, yeah, but do hibbity hoo, crack a boost, a trick or treat. From a beat, hip, I dribbity drop the hit. The books get on your mark and spark out on spit.
It's just rats and double tracks, a swiggity smack, some whiz kids. The boogity woogity Brooklyn boys about to get a hit stick. My weight bones connected to my hip bone, my hip bones connected to my thigh bones connected to my knee bones connected to my party, ha ha ha. Jibbity jabber, Georgia jabber, that's a funny bone. I'm getting the oval scene, I'd rather have my honeycomb. Or preferably the sesame, like spiggity smoke the bread. Some dun 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 dun.
White boys on board, my life got no better. Same damn low, bunk, selling drugs and such. Who never had much, trying to get a clutch of what I could not. The book played me short, now I faced incarceration. Patience, knowing upstate's my destination. Handcuffed and racked up a buck, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turns, I learned life was hell. Living in the world, no different from a cell. Every day I skate from safe, giving chase, selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke steps. I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed, and I ask, what's it worth? Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth. Who explain working hard may help you maintain. To learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You gotta speak up, kids, you're up, cops and crack rocks. Leave it up to me while I be living proof. To kick the truth to the young black youth. Shorty running wild, smoking sets, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglect this for now, but yo, it got to be accepted. That what? This life is hectic.
Cash moves everything around me. Free, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
I'll work. I'll job done. The Big Daddy is here to do things in places your husband wouldn't, and do certain things he probably just couldn't. Let me sneak into your life like a thief in the night. Lick your body all over and squeeze you real tight. Nibble all over your hand, give your back a massage. You'll say, ooh, I like it just like the barge. Smooth the mile, I'll make you smile. Honey, child, and hit the lights and get buck wild. And when I turn them back on, you'll have to say, like cow gone, please take me away. So when your main course is doing nothing for you, just look at me as a tasty side order. They came into your life and brought a thrill, cause any husband who won't, I'm a neighbor who will. Get the job done.
What y'all gonna do?
I'm the Jam Thomason, public enemy Cypress Hill. Let's do this.
Oh shit, no more grid. We all addicted, men, women, and kids. No internet, no text, and no tweets. We look like the 80s
with things in the streets.
Oh snap, no apps, just maybe my app. No grid is what we need for new human contact. Not even your own server can save you. We all caught up in the web, it's so true. No GPS, what will you do?
No emails or WhatsApp
coming through. Now your phone is just a phone with a camera. No algorithm to manage us. All your posts on IG lost in the cloud with all your information. Listen real close to what I'm saying. Folks might have to pick up a book, pick up a pen.
Hey, back to basics again.
Digital mental health clinics worse than a pandemic. More police brutality, but no post on who filmed it.
Aw, oh, shit.
The grid is gone. Universal mind blown. Come on.
What you gonna do when the grid goes down?
What are you gonna do when the grid goes down?
Takedown. Are you awake now? Consumed by a fake clown? World Wide Web, keep the spider fed. Looking at my feed, trolls everywhere, but knowledge supersedes. At your fingertips, clicking on the keys to the lock. Pandora's box, open up, now you're on the clock. Not a second to lose, like your life's short. Addicted to a platform, it's the calm before the storm. If the grid goes down, you better be ready. Emotional effects may be deadly. Matches the run steady, the depression hits like a Tyson blow. Isolation on another level, who's responsible? I don't know. I got a theory, if you hear me but you wanna fear me. Dumb us down, then divide us up, I see it clearly. Pit one against the other, even though we're brothers. Make us hate each other while they keep their asses covered. What you gonna do when the grid goes down?
What you gonna do when the grid goes down?
What you gonna do when the grid goes down?
And with another great mix by DJ Waheed, like I said, the man can do no wrong with mixes. They're always great. We are definitely underway at Spontaneous Radio Online. Proudly brings to you another edition of shows highlighting Spontaneous' annual celebrity birthday celebration for 2022. And good evening to you all, coast to coast and around the world. LeVar Evans with you here. We've got a lot to discuss tonight. We've got a lot to talk about tonight because we have a wonderful guest coming up here in mere moments. But I wanted to get a couple of things out of the way. First and foremost, our best wishes go out to former President Barack Obama, who announced hours ago that he had tested positive for COVID-19. The good news out of this is that he has reported that he is feeling fine other than a scratchy throat, and that he has said, quote, that Michelle and I are grateful to be vaccinated and boosted, and she has tested negative. So definitely our good well wishes go out to him. Also, on behalf of our boss, Spontaneous, and I'm sure from everyone else as well, our prayers and thoughts are still going out to everyone in the Ukraine who's been affected from this war that is going on. And unfortunately, the sad news to that that we have to add to that is that from that today, happening this morning, came word that an American journalist was killed by Russian forces in the Ukraine. Giving you a little bit of news on that, Brent Renault, an acclaimed American filmmaker, died after Russian forces opened fire on his vehicle in the Ukraine. He was there gathering material for a report about refugees when his vehicle was hit at a checkpoint in Irpin, just outside of Kiev. And the other person that was with him is the documentary filmmaker Juan Arenado. He was injured in the attack, but he said from a hospital that they were on their way to film people leaving Kiev when they crossed the checkpoint and came under fire. Renold, along with his brother Craig, won a Peabody Award for Last Chance High. And if you had a chance to see that, that was an HBO series about school on Chicago's West Side. Their achievements include productions for HBO, NBC, Discovery, The New York Times, and Vice News. And you, when this happens, you don't want to hear of those things that happen, especially for those who were there to cover and to report that story. She wishes to thank all of those who actually have gone over to the Ukraine and are helping out as well. And one quick thing to know is that Spontaneous will have updates weekly on her Instagram and Twitter of help that's needed for anyone who needs info. There's also another story going on that we're keeping our eye on that we're also going to talk about here coming up in moments, and that is, of course, with Brittany Griner. But before we kind of get into all of that, I wanted to get at least those things out of the way. And with that, too, I want to bring in my friend, my PLM brother, DJFX. How are you this evening, sir?
Well, I am doing well on this evening, despite everything that has been going on in the news. Just like you mentioned, Brittany Griner, who unfortunately may be facing up to 10 years due to some materials that they found in her luggage. And, of course, like you were talking about with Brent Renaud, you know, the journalist that was killed, you know, we have a lot of stuff going on. Also, there's also in the news where we have some major companies that have been severing ties in Russia. McDonald's, IKEA, Apple are, of course, among those. I think McDonald's has reported that they are temporarily closing around 800-plus stores in Russia. So, yeah, they're definitely shutting them down for now. It's gotten to the point where those stores that are shutting down, do you realize that they have been selling Big Macs at an inflated price? So it used to be around $1 our price. Usually, I think in Russian currency, it's 150 rubles. But now they're selling them to upwards of about $36 now. After getting news that they're being shut down. So they're trying to survive right now, unfortunately. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you have heard that whole term of fake news. I'm pretty sure you've heard of that. Well, Putin decides he wants to use that same moniker, fake news, saying that any journalists or anybody in the media that is reporting this so-called military operation as either war or invasion is subject to 15 years in jail. That was a recent law that was passed, I believe, a few weeks ago. So, yeah, be careful out there. Be careful out there. Please be careful out there. So I'm pretty sure with this show, we are able to lift up some spirits. One thing I definitely want to mention, I'm pretty sure Spawn will be happy about this. I've been keeping up with March Madness going on, give you a little bit of bright news. So her Villanova Wildcats has won the Big East tournament. So that is her birthday surprise for this show. Just definitely wanted to mention that. They've beaten Creighton. I do believe the final score was 48-54 in favor of Villanova, so I'm pretty sure she's happy about that. So shout out to Villanova in there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was gonna say Loyola Chicago is going to beat them in the next round anyway. So I mean, we'll just get that out of the way.
Well, let's not mention that just yet because I know they're still doing the bracketology, getting all their schools mentioned. So trust me, my Tar Heels are in there as well, number 5 in one of the regions. So we'll get to that discussion down the line, right? So I'm pretty sure, again, with everything that's going on, again, we are definitely celebrating all the Aquarians that are out there, but we're still celebrating Pisces as well. So you are not forgotten. So as you already know, we are here to celebrate the birthday of our beautiful PLM boss, Miss Spontaneous, the female artist who was managed by Tupac Shakur. She is also a three-time Hall of Fame inductee, sold over 352 million of movies and still selling today. She has also received 9 awards of her accomplishments in the entertainment industry, including a Lifetime Achievement Award. Also, our beautiful boss became the valedictorian of her class of 2020 from Full Sail University, and she will become Dr. Spontaneous of Business Administration and Strategic Marketing in the next few years from now, including a second book that will be released about her life with her manager, Tupac Shakur, authored by Kevin Powell. Spontaneous Radio Online, the one-stop shop for all of our PLM shows and events, so please stay updated for all upcoming shows and interviews. And just like my colleague mentioned, please stay updated to her Instagram as well as Twitter. She will definitely be giving you info as far as keeping updated with Ukraine, as well as giving some survival tips as well. So make sure you stay updated for that. So now, the moment that we have all been waiting for. All right. He was one half of the dynamic duo from Yo MTV Rap. He was in the 1993 film Who's the Man? He is the original concept, and not only that, I just saw him on an episode of New York Undercover. All I got to say is, why did this brother have to kill Hype? And that's my man. Had to do that. Pretty much get the album cover. I'm going to ask him about that later on. But here he is, the one and only. We have the pleasure of having him back once again, the one and only Dr. Dre. How are you doing, my brother?
My brother. It is such a pleasure to be here with you again on our beautiful, spontaneous birthday celebration. And I mean, if I have to listen to y'all go through all her accomplishments again, I'll say, press rewind and do it again. What accomplishments. And you know what? I got one question. During that intro, when you hear somebody playing the drums, is that Spontaneous on the drums?
That is,
I believe it is.
The Aquarius song?
Yeah. I believe so.
Because we know
if
she plays
drums. If I remember correctly. Yeah.
But I was saying, I wonder if that's her on the drums. I'll ask her that a little later. But fellas, how are we doing this evening? And happy birthday to my wonderful, big, beautiful sis. And look, I got to call a doctor sis now because he's about to be a doctor and a real doctor. So big happy birthday all the time. Fellas, we got something going on in the world today. How y'all doing?
We're doing well. And it is good to talk to you. And, of course, with everything that's going on, I wanted to get your thoughts on that. That's why I didn't go too much into what is going on in the Ukraine. I know, of course, I want to get your thoughts. I was going to say you can't spell Putin without P-U.
What's your Putin? All I know that it's got to be Putin. You know how you spell Putin?
Yes.
You know where you put the Putin. Sometimes I put my Putin in the toilet and I flush. But that's just me. But let's discuss this for a quick second about the Ukraine, because it's such a shame and it's such a tragedy, because we discussed the Ukraine, but we need to discuss Yemen also and other hot spots in the world where folks are being displaced on the run. And our women, all our women, our queens that should be being protected, are fleeing with children in their hands. Now, I got an issue with simplicity with them having problems letting foreign nationals go, and that means men and women on the train.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to stop that and give, you know, a message. But I do understand they have other pressing issues. But if we're going to put people on the train, everybody goes on the train. All the women and children first. All the men, we step back, and we let the women and children on the train. I don't care what your nationality. I don't care where you came from. Because when you were in there taking our money for us to go to school, you didn't have a problem. But now we're in a crisis, everybody has to go. So let's recognize we're at a point where they have never seen an departure of folks from a nation in Europe like this. We're almost at 3 million, and over half of them are children. Children.
Mm.
Kids, they got nothing to do with this. So who
right.
are you, Putin? Where are you, Putin? I'm trying to understand. I would like to challenge him right now to a fist fight. If I beat your ass, this stops the next minute. Soon as you hit the mat,
yeah.
everything
yeah.
stops. And that's basically
yeah.
what it is. Because it's not like we're fighting the Russian people. We got nothing against the Russian people.
No.
The
not
Russian
at all.
People, honestly, are pretty cool. And I remember years ago with my partner, still partner, Ed Lover, and T-Money, and we went to St. Petersburg, Russia, where Putin's from. Who you Putin?
Mm-hmm.
And we performed there
right.
at the Knights Festival, the White Knights Festival. I'm trying to figure
okay.
out what is wrong with white men, especially old white men, who feel they have to dominate everything on this planet. First of all, he's a freaking thief. We know he's a thief.
Yeah.
He's got $200 billion
yeah.
from selling the oil. Now, you want to call it legit? Call it what you want. But what is the purpose of invading a nation that's been sovereign for 30 years and you keep
right.
chipping away at it, chipping away, chipping away? I mean, what is the purpose? Because you've got a chip on your shoulder because you don't like the fact that Mother Russia ran out of money? That's what happened to the USSR.
That, yep.
They ran out of money.
Mm-hmm.
There's no profit
mm-hmm.
in communism. No profit.
Yep.
But the people that are around him, especially women, whether it be his daughter, mama, girlfriend, mistress, or his butt buddy, whoever it is, how do y'all sit there and look at that man and say, oh, you know, he's got a point. When you watch that they bombed a maternity hospital and
yeah.
children and pregnant people, it's bombed it. And you're going, oh, there's guns over here, there's guns over here. Well, if you got such an issue, take your monkey ass, and I'm calling him a monkey,
mm-hmm.
take your monkey ass back to the Kremlin and just be pissed off and collect your money. That's what you did anyway. So now you're pissed off, and all the NATO countries and President Biden and Vice President Harris are cutting off the purse strings. Now you're getting upset.
Yeah.
To me, all those oligarchs where they're snatching their boats and their properties all over the globe, I say sink their ships where they stand. We should send in special forces because we don't want to fight and cause World War III. The oligarchs
right.
are part of that thing. Sink their boats. Take their property and send all their money to the people in Ukraine to fight. Now,
mm-hmm.
President Zelensky,
mm-hmm.
I call him Super President Zelensky, wants us to do a no-fly zone. We cannot
right.
do that. Folks, get it clear. The moment we step in and we shoot down a Russian plane, that's called World War III.
Right.
And this monkey will do it because he's messing with the nuclear plants over there. Threatening to cut off the power
so that
and it can affect us. He's threatening our push the button. So I'm like, well, we have people over here in the United States that are cheering him on. So why don't we take a passport, send their monkey asses over to Russia, and then you can cheer him from over there.
Right.
Including 45.
Right.
Because he's about to get caught up in criminal content. For what happened on January 6th, 2020. He's going to be caught up because all the lies are coming to a head.
Mm-hmm.
But we, the public, are sitting back and getting angry at the Biden administration for high gas prices. Well, folks, let me explain this to you. I'll keep it funky.
All right, let's
he's
hear.
Not responsible. The oil-producing companies here that when you up the gas stations, you see the prices rising, they keep the prices the way it is. Biden's not doing that. He released billions of surplus oil. He even went out and said a speech. I'm not stopping them from drilling. But the politics of the game we're listening to is trying to tell us, oh, this is all Biden's fault. The inflation is Biden's
right.
fault. There's no real inflation in America. I'll repeat. There's no real inflation. Because how can you inflate the price of the same box of food on the shelf that's been sitting there? Because you go, oh, well, we got to pay for the new rise in the gas. Well, during the pandemic when that started, here's how you control gas prices. Stop driving. Carpool. Bicycle. Do anything else but drive. And they can't drink the gas out the tank. Prices will fall. People are like, oh, it costs so much. I can't get to the babysitter. I can't get to work. I can't get to do this. Well, everybody, pull yourself up a little bit and say, you know what? You want to play games, gas stations and gas companies? We won't buy it. We have to get off of gas, period.
Yes.
We have electric cars, electric buses, electric skateboards, electric bikes. You don't need gas anymore.
Yeah.
Why are we settling for this ridiculous behavior? Now, I'm saying, how can the price of wheat go up because we're delivering it? And the gas, the diesel trucks are dropping it to the supermarkets when we grow the wheat.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want everything to change? Stop with the Democrat versus Republican nonsense. We have to become Americans now. So if we, whether you live in Chicago, San Antonio, Phoenix, Los Angeles, Seattle, New York City, Florida, in Atlanta, we control the prices. Stop buying stuff. Change your habit. Buy the white label box. Stay away from the box. That's the label brands.
Right.
Get away from it. This idea that there's a surplus line of ships in the Pacific waiting to dock so we can get our supplies. We'll send the supplies back to China and say, no thanks. We'll make it ourselves.
Right. 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 Which we should have been doing.
Kill the noise.
That's the
Because when we do this as resourceful people in the United States, whether you be from Mexico, whether you be from Haiti, whether you be from Chicago, whether you be from Detroit, whether you be from anywhere, we're very resourceful people. Cut the nonsense out. But no one wants to say that because we want things done to be convenient. And in our convenience, we start to cry and whine. That has to stop. It has to. You don't want to pay $7 a gas? Go put your middle finger up and drive by. Buy an electric car. Get a bicycle. Change. Oh, I don't want to do this no more. So it takes a little longer to get there. But you're not paying that price. Adjust.
Yes, it's
solar panels, wind farms,
it's
all these things we can do. We can
it's
do.
Convenient.
Stop listening to these people who just want to squawk. The Biden economy is the most productive economy since he took the presidency. But we're nitpicking at nonsense and not being resourceful. I mean, what else can I really say? Where's all the marching up and down and angry and Oh, defund the police. The reason people are going out there robbing and acting foolish is because you're taking everything away from them. And they're saying, well, survive on your own. So, yeah, I got passion for the people of Ukraine, but I got passion for the people here. We're watching outrageous behavior on all costs. Can we sit to a table and speak like human beings? Why not? Not this all or nothing, all my way or the highway. That's nonsense. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, it's
when
yeah,
do we really
it's,
play
it's,
Team USA?
And you know with that it's like you said with you know again it's like we got to definitely come back as a country. And speaking back with the electric cars, see, that was a concept I'm pretty sure that people may have seen maybe like the 50s and 60s. So this wasn't something that was just drummed up the last 10 or 15 years. So with that concept of electric cars, of course, gas, oil companies got word of it. They saw these plans, decide, oh, we're going to either burn them or we're going to lock them away. Because they knew once that went out, you have this electric car, then all of a sudden a lot of these oil companies would have been wiped out. It would have been gone. So that's
you
why.
You ever watch an old movie?
So
you ever watch an old movie that has a Model T car, and it just keeps driving forever? It never stops to get gas. You're like, oh, come on, how much stops to get gas? And it just like, well, how come? Because they made cars for better mileage. So remember when President Obama and Joe Biden saved the auto industry? And they were lobbying for them to raise the mileage of cars being sold. And the right wing tried to stop them. You can't do that. The oil companies, we can't let you do that. So what are you doing with all
that
money?
Because they're making money from them. That's why.
And no one is letting anyone speak clearly about this. So that instead of whining and getting angry, say, you know, you guys are really making a fortune off of us because a pandemic stopped everything. Look at what we learned when the pandemic hit and we had to go inside. The skies cleared up. The ocean cleared up. The climate settled a little bit. And nobody was out trying to war. But then here comes Putin. I'm your Putin. He's your Putin. I need to do Putin. My Putin. And he can't sit because 45 and his dumbass and all of his dumbass kids, it's about them. Because he's really not a billionaire.
He's not.
He really doesn't run. People thought when they watched the show, that was who he really was. They were like, that's the guy we got to run the country. He's great. Look at him. And nobody is going, can we check his finances?
You're
right. And now that all of his tax report, his tax returns are on the table, everyone's going, wait a minute. Something's wrong. So here's my thing. If you do not vote in this midterm, don't whine. Don't cry. Just say, I don't, it's over. Because even though in certain states they are curtailing our opportunity to vote, that means you got to take their rules and shove it up their butt and vote double. Everybody, stop. Oh, well, we didn't get no voting rights. And Biden didn't pass the crime thing. And Biden didn't do this. And Biden did. Well, he can't if he has no representatives and no senators to back him up.
Right.
That's
right.
How it works. You, the people, have to send representatives to let him do his job. He can't just, with stroke of a pen, I'll do that. And that's what happened. Or you need to go to Russia and be with this the Putin. I'm just Putin because that's what he's doing. Because if I was Russian, I'd get the hell out of here and get over here to our McDonald's and buy a Big Mac at a reasonable price.
Right.
That's another sense of insanity.
Mm-hmm.
And the next sense of insanity, and I don't know how we can do it, But we got to be smarter. And we really got to do something about the WNBA salaries for their players.
Yep.
So
yes.
they don't have to go and
yeah.
play internationally when the
right.
season's over. Because I don't
exactly.
know the details of what this woman is going to be going through. I don't understand why she didn't get the memo. Russia invaded Ukraine. I'd have been gone. Oh, Russia's invading. I'm out.
Oh.
Y'all keep my
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah,
out.
They told everybody, Americans,
I'm
get up out,
out
of this. Leave.
I'd have left yeah. everything in my hotel. I'd have bought my jacket and me and got on a plane and got away from that. Don't know if she had stuff on her or she didn't have stuff
did.
On her. This man does
she did,
not
for what
tell
they
the
were
truth.
Saying. Right.
We do not know. And if you did, why are you traveling internationally with that? Oh, I did it
right.
before. No. When you go to a foreign nation out of the United States, you're not subject to American rules. You're subject
exactly.
to their rules.
Very true.
And to give you kind of a yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, to give you a backup to that, just to give you that, when she was detained, that offense over there, because it is pretty much they don't give second chances, the offense carries a potential punishment of 5 to 10 years in prison. And right now,
yeah.
her exact whereabouts are unclear. So,
and that's the unfortunate thing for her and her family. And we mm-hmm. can't even protest to get her back. Because Putin's too
no.
busy doing, he's bomb, 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 Ukraine. You think he's
yep.
going to take time out to say, oh, we need to send her back? He's going to be like, nope, this is one of my chips. I'm hanging on to it.
Yeah.
If he's gonna imprison his own people for telling the truth about what's going on in Russia, what do you think she is? What do you think she is? Now, this ain't a Tom Cruise Mission Impossible movie here. This is for real.
Right. Yeah.
This is for real, folks.
Yeah.
Will Smith's not going to parachute in and find her and escape with her like in The Bourne Supremacy or any other movie. It's not going to happen that way. This is serious, serious times. So we need serious, serious people and cut this partisan attitude to solving these problems. Oh, we should just go in there and bomb. You know, isn't it amazing that the people say that usually are the ones that aren't going to sit there and go fighting, and they know they're not sending their kids in there, a.k.a.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Cruz, that coward, that punk.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how Texans
yeah.
keep reelecting his monkey ass. You had an ice storm in Texas last year, and that bastard took a plane to Cancun with his family. Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You are such
mm-hmm.
a liar.
Yeah, yeah.
But these folks keep reelecting these people because they're afraid of one thing and one thing only. Fear of a black planet.
Mm.
Fear
mm.
of a black
yeah.
planet. Now, I remember
mm-hmm.
many years ago, growing up as a young boy that I did, in Newcastle, Westbury, in New York. And my father used to say, the white man will burn this place to a crisp before he gives it over to you. He will destroy this planet and then say, here the keys. Y'all got
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's being proven. Did you get an opportunity to see this movie called Don't Look Up? It's
no.
on Netflix, for those who
no,
don't know. Starring Leonardo DiCaprio. I highly, highly recommend we need to watch this movie, folks. Some people say, oh, it's too serious. It's too out of control. Oh, it's this. Watch the movie. It's not as crazy as it seems. It's a satire. And when you watch it, you start thinking, wow, is this really going on? You have a network on cable with a guy named Dugger Carlson. He blatantly lies every night at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And no one
yep.
checks him on it.
Yeah.
And then Whoopi Goldberg will be on the show called The View, and express her view, and they suspend her for 2 weeks like she's a child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Whoopi's is being detained until she gets to understand and respect the viewpoints of others, and what she said was too outrageous. She even apologized 3 times on that show. They brought in a gentleman from the JDO or whatever the organization he's from. He expressed his opinion about what she said and why. I could say, okay, we have a difference of opinion. I didn't realize it in that position. I was wrong. She wasn't trying to be malicious or angry or nasty. She was expressing that Hitler, Adolf Hitler, was a monster, and the Nazis were monsters, and they were killing their own kind.
Yeah.
Some of my friends call it white-on-white crime. But isn't that what Putin's doing right now? He's doing white-on-white crime. I mean, and there's a few of us in here, too, so he can justify the white-on-white crime.
It's just a lot of that going on right now. Yeah.
What is the purpose of the United Nations? You can't stop anything. Resolution after this person does this, and we're going to do this peacefully, and people are dying. So what purpose are you? I say kick them out of the United States and sell a building and put homeless people in there so they got a place to stay.
That's what they need to start thinking about right now. That's a good point. But I do want to ask you this question real quick.
I'm rambling.
You're good. Because we definitely we got plenty more to talk about. But I'm pretty sure a lot of the newer fans, just like our usual fans, would love to know, since you are here, to help celebrate our beautiful PLM boss, Miss Spontaneous, her birthday celebration. Would definitely love to know, how did you come to know Miss Spontaneous?
Well, one day when I was singing in a Philly subway subway station, and I was doing a little dance and sing-song thing, and she came by and she said, you know, I can play some drums. And I said, I can sing some songs. We should get together and see if we can make a group. And we decided to be, we called it Dr. Spawn, but nobody liked that idea. So then we called it Spawn Dre, and that didn't catch on. I said, you know what? You're just so spontaneous, and you give everybody such X. I think I'll just go on and be a television host. We met so many times through so many different functions and people, and we started communicating. And because she's so intelligent and such a great personality, we just gelled on so many different things. And we maintained that relationship, that association, which spawned into a beautiful friendship. And now we're just brother and sister. What can I say? I can't tell you the first time I met her, but I can tell you I don't want to know the last time I see her. I want to always maintain it and celebrate this birthday and celebrate this beautiful person who brings us all together so we can go on and have a great show like we're having right now.
Exactly. Is that story also going to be in another book?
Excuse me?
Is that subway story going to be in another book as well?
Yeah, but you know what? People keep asking me, like, Dre, I thought you were going to release this book. I told people I did not want to put it out till this pandemic was calm so I can go out and see people and be a part of it. My virtual assistant, the beautiful Queen Bernadette, has said, Dre, let's do something else while we're going to put that out. So we said, okay, let's do that. So the proof of what I was saying is that you just said former President Barack Obama has just been tested positive for COVID-19. So now I'm like, oh, see, I told everybody, you're getting too happy. It's a virus, folks. It's not oh, we'll just go away because I said go away. No, this ain't an ex-boyfriend. It's not a crazy girlfriend. It's not the family that you don't want to come over during the holidays. It's a virus. Our behavior is what makes the virus either go away or stay. Now, yes, a lot of things are working in our favor right now. But remember, it calmed down before. So guess what may happen again? It may rise up again. Because the more you interact with so many people, somebody out there has got it with you. The best thing to do, vaccines, booster shots, see your doctor, take care of yourselves, from the little kids to the adults, the seniors. We have to help each other so we get through this virus. Viruses are always amongst us as human beings on this planet. But when you have something like this that they're still trying to work out, I never understood when people were like, I'm not going to take the vaccine. I'm not going to take the vaccine. But when 45 was like, well, let's do this, get the vaccine, warp speed, they were all, yay, yay. The moment Biden came in, they said, but he's not implementing this properly. And he was only giving, he was trying to act like he didn't take the shot and the booster. But all his family members had it. All the senior members in Congress had the booster and the other shot. So why did you make a political issue over something with a health issue? So we do need to listen to the CDC a little bit. We can challenge some of their findings. But folks, if we don't take care of ourselves, if we don't come together and help by our behavior to get this virus settled down, you might as well go join Putin.
Right.
Might as well.
We definitely agree. It's because I know that we've been talking about this at length. We've seen it on the news a lot. Where again, I've had conversations with a bunch of friends of mine about the vaccines and the vaccine mandate, and even with the truck convoys that were supposed to be coming here to D.C., which kind of sort of happened, but then it fizzled out. Because I know there was a report saying, well, how a lot of the D.C. residents were actually flipping them off because you have the truckers going around the Beltway trying to slow up traffic. And, they were like, look, we understand what your gripe is, but at the same time, it's like you're messing up our daily lives right now. Some of us had to go get these vaccines and stuff like that. But, yeah, we do have this huge discussion that goes on, with the vaccine mandates, which, of course, each state is doing on their own. So I mean, because I know here, I'm pretty sure, I think New York, I think, lifted theirs.
Excuse me. The mandates were necessary because common sense eluded us. Common sense. You had people in body bags lined up in hospitals.
Yeah.
And you were like, nope, not going to do it. I'm not going to take it. No. And it's like, well, if you want to die, then you go off to your island and do what you want to do.
Right.
Why do you have to infect all of us for us to realize you're the problem?
Right.
Oh, well, our systems, our immune systems will kick in. So over 1 million people that passed away from this, that didn't happen. Talk to some of the people whose family members are gone, or families that got wiped out, or people that were like on their deathbed, I should have taken the vaccine. I made a mistake. Bye. But you out there, no vaccine. Yes, we live in America. You have a right to choose. Your freedom is important. But your freedom shouldn't infringe on my health. Period. Why is everything such a political issue? Because fear of a black planet. And I want people that speak Spanish and other languages, our Asian brothers and sisters, stop thinking that they're not coming for you too. Stop. We have to work together, united. Black, brown, purple, green, orange people. And yes, some white folks too. Stop it. It's ridiculous.
I agree.
Think about it like this. There are 32 teams in the NFL. 32.
Right.
Right? And there's only two black head coaches. How could that be? When over 70% of the players are people of color. 70%?
Yeah.
70%.
Yeah.
And when you see the ownership in the NFL, zero representation of people of color.
There you go.
Why? Because they're small family businesses. And they're never giving up ownership, never relinquishing that. I mean, we're at a point you want to see where things really lie. Look in the NBA, too. Don't segregate this just to the NFL. This spreads all the way through a lot of things. And the thing is, when do we start saying we're not going to keep being treated this way? Because in Major League Baseball, they fought for, nope, we're not taking this no more. You won't have baseball. But in the NFL, you sit there and you pull that. So the Miami coach that turned the Miami Dolphins seasons around for 3 years, and the owner goes, I'll pay you to lose so we get better draft picks.
Yeah.
I said, is this a movie? And then the person, I didn't do that. No. So you ostracize the guy and fire him? For what?
Yeah.
Because you couldn't say he was a loser. He proved he was winning.
He was winning.
You hire the same bad coaches all around the league, but qualified coaches of color don't get the same opportunity. What's that about? What is that about?
Yeah.
Why do we got to wait 30 more years for the next Serena and Venus Williams? There should have been a whole slew of black women and black girls playing tennis. How come we got to wait 20 years for the next Tiger Woods? Should have been a slew of Tiger Woods by now.
But we keep playing this fake game of,
when we get a chance, when we get an opportunity. The opportunity's here. Everybody can't be a rapper. Everybody can't be an actor. Everybody can't be the quarterback. Somebody got to be in the stands. Somebody has to be a fan.
Well, I'm pretty sure with the fans, a lot of NFL fans are going to show all these things
and why the world is going on. And we're not standing up and fighting for our real right to exist. I'm not even saying fight the party. To exist. They're trying to wipe us off the planet.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about brothers and sisters in African nations, the Middle East, Southeast Asia, Australia, South America. I mean, folks.
It's all over.
Are we still playing this game of, oh, it's only us in this corner? It's only what matters here in my little space? That's nutty. Because I thought that we have to breathe air on a planet.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you, Jeff Bezos,
you mentioned it.
For sending.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, just saying that you mentioned it, with the afraid of it being a black planet. So it's like, again, just that fear, and we're seeing the same games being played all over again. That's what's going on. But I do want to ask you this quick question. Just real quick, the Dr. Dre Victory Foundation. I want you to speak a little bit about that, with the Dr. Dre Victory Foundation. Like, I know you got some great things going on. Yes.
The Dr. Dre Victory Foundation was created because I am a blind amputee and a type 2 diabetic. I consider myself super bad. So I wanted to reach out to different groups of folks who may not be all three of those things like myself, because I believe that doesn't slow me down. It just makes me special. I want to create a foundation that deals with better accessibility for people with disabilities and special needs. And because I'm a diabetic, on March 22nd, Bernadette is telling me there's a great day for that celebrates about diabetes. And with the foundation, we're trying to raise money to help people like myself that need things for the blind, for a thing that they're called these lenses that you can put on your sunglasses. It'll help direct you around, raise money for people with amputees, for prosthesis that you wear on your legs or your arms. We want to help raise money for people who are diabetics, type 1 or type 2. And we want to raise awareness for health, wellness, consciousness, for what we eat, for our medication. And all of this was in the Build Back Better plan that we rejected.
Okay.
Because two Democratic senators said, no, we can't do that. But we just sent $50 billion to Ukraine. But we can't help ourselves here.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Inflation could have been taken care of with Build Back Better, but you got politically swayed by a few nonsensical people in Congress because they don't want to see us better. So the Victory Foundation is to try to elevate this, and we're building a website that's going to expand on what I'm saying. We have a challenge coming up. And on March 22nd, Fife Dog from Tribe Called Quest is releasing his album, his posthumous album, that passed away. And he was a type 1 diabetic.
About to ask about that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was a type 1 diabetic. March is also National Kidney Awareness Month for those out there. And big shout out to Anna Lynn Scott and Raymond Scott, who's a kidney survivor and has to get looking for a kidney replacement. And they go through dialysis, and some of that leads to diabetes and diabetes care. And a lot of it we can prevent by what we're putting in our mouths. Because the food that we think is nutritious, it's not, folks. I mean, as you were saying about Russia and a Big Mac, we got to let them Big Macs go sometimes. It's time to let the Big Mac go. It's time to find another substitute. Basically in plant-based diets or nutrition. Now, I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm working on this book called Confession of a Hip-Hop Food Addict, and Bernadette was a great source of inspiration for that. She said, you got to tell these stories. So she's making me do these a series of short books talking about that, and it's talking about all the perils of being a food addict. Now, you could be a crack addict and get treatment. You could be a heroin addict and get treatment. You could be on fentanyl.
Right.
You could be on opiates. You could do that. But when you're a food addict, it's one of the most insane addictions because we eat food to sustain life. But if you don't find the right foods and the right behaviors, food can kill you, especially here in the United States.
Right.
And Dr. Dre, I was going to say, do you really feel in the last couple of years it's become even more dangerous because of the fact that people are at home and while going through, you know, everything that they've gone through, that they eat the wrong things really being at home and not really paying attention to what they're eating?
It's accessibility. Mm-hmm. You can find a fast food restaurant. If every 20 steps you make on a main road, you can find food that's not good for you everywhere. If you walk in a local corner, deli, bodega, grocery store, whatever, you never go in there and see these positive produce foods to eat. You'll see chips stacked to the roof with all kind of chemical additives. You'll see all kind of crazy food that you're like, wait a minute. Why are my kids bouncing off the walls? Look at the ingredients on the package of those chips or that cakes or whatever. And don't get me wrong. I'm a self-confessed food addict. I cheat, but what I do is double down and say, I need to change that. And I want to help give tips and simple things we can do to elevate our behavior, our food intake, and change some of the things that we get. Because we order, when you go to fast food, I remember a nutritionist told me, it was an Asian man, he said, fast food is fast death. Y'all think you're eating it for convenience, but all it's doing is bringing you faster to the doctor. And you're so right. But if you make a simple change in your diet, simple, it's called G-bombing. And a good friend of mine, Dr. Furman, taught me this. It's greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds. I'll say it again. Greens, lettuce, kale, of that nature, any type you want, greens. Beans, pinto beans, black beans, lentil beans, those beans, good for you. Onions, we all know what onions are. Red onions, big onions, you name it, onions. Mushrooms, I can't stand mushrooms, Dr. J. I just don't like the taste. Well, put it in a salad and try it out. Berries, strawberries, blackberries, blueberries, raspberries. That's for your immune system. Seeds, flax seeds, chia seeds, hemp seeds. You add a cup of that to your meal, to your food. These are things that build your immune system up. These are things that get your body working better. Try it for 2 or 3 days. Go get your fast food. We all love it. And then try a couple of salads the next day. Mix it up. Not with a bunch of dressing now. Don't do the right thing. Then load it up with dressing.
Right.
Especially Russian dressing. We're not Russian dressing right now.
Yeah.
Try a little oil and vinegar, something simple. You know, change your body because what you put in and your digestive tract is what gets rid of those other cells that are destroying you, whether it be cancer, diabetes, kidneys. Increase your water intake, double it. So if you drink 2 bottles of water today, drink 4 bottles tomorrow.
Okay.
Just drink water. Leave soda alone. But I need something with a taste. I just don't like the taste of water. How don't you like the taste of water if you drink soda? What do you think is on the bottle?
Right.
That's water. Yeah, but they put the syrup and all that in it. And that's why I like it so much. Well, try a little lemon water. Get some lemon squeeze bottles. Pour a little lemon in there. Put some in water. That becomes alkaline water. That works for you. That helps your body. Our bodies were always designed to heal themselves, but give your body the chance. Give your body the chance. You want to fight COVID? Change your diet. I don't want to be an extremist, but we're working on these books. They should be out very shortly. Brenda wants to get them out as soon as possible. She wants us to get them out before the barbecue.
Please leave your message
for Memorial Day. Hello?
Yep. You're still on. Yeah, we're still on. Yeah, I had a special
heard
caller to call
leave
in.
A message.
Right now. No, it's like special caller, but hopefully they'll call back in.
Right. I know I go off on ranting a little, but I do that because I love everybody. I love you. You can reach out to me at DrDre39 on your Instagram or on your Twitter. That's DrDre39 on Instagram and or Twitter. You can check me out on my show, which we had the lovely, beautiful Span on with my partner, Alonzo Williams, the godfather of West Coast Hip Hop. We call it Legendary Connects every Thursday night. You have to check on that because Brenda puts the flyers up on my Instagram. How to get that out?
Okay.
I'm just a host. I'm not the technological wizard. But there are a lot of great positive things. The Dr. Ray Victory Foundation. You're going to hear more and more about as the year goes on, and we have a great big challenge happening on the 22nd. I don't know what month it's starting, but it's coming up very, very shortly. But our goal is to raise great awareness for people with blindness, amputees, and diabetes. Because I'm super bad, I want to be able to help people and help advise. And you can give me advice. Trey, I don't know what you're talking about. You should try some of this. Because I'm now a smoothie king, and I love smoothies. Not sugar smoothies, natural smoothies. And they actually replace sometimes a salad for me because it's so nutritious. And the proteins that I get from it. Now, folks, I said leave a Big Mac alone. So if you see me one day, you say, I saw you. You were eating a hamburger. Yeah, I was. I made a boo-boo. But if I eat one hamburger, two hamburgers, and 360 other days, I'm eating salads, I'm a food addict. It happens.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I'm going to continuously do it. I'm learning. I'm growing. I need your help, but I also want to help you. So let's take those blessings and that love and work together and create a greater community so we can help each other. And we can figure out how to get the poop out of Putin and how to get him to a toilet and flush. I keep going back to that because what bothers me is the kids. Kids got nothing to do with this, man. Nothing.
Yeah.
And all this,
the
big lie about Biden stole the election. So what did you run the 50 states, the 90 election, and stole votes? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, for a lot of them, it's a game because again, it kind of reminds me, and we were talking about movies earlier, especially with a Brittany Griner situation, and this whole thing reminds me of an old Bond flick, and if I remember the movie, you're right. It's basically every Bond flick. You're right. You're absolutely right.
They're always against
You're absolutely
Spectre.
Right.
And we all kept saying, "Who's Spectre?"
Right.
It's like a Marvel movie. It's like we're going up against Hydra. You can't defeat Hydra, no matter what you do.
You can't.
It keeps popping up.
You can't. Right. And it's a line in the movie where M says this to James Bond, and this is when Pierce Brosnan was playing the part at the time. And it just resonated with me at the time because it's basically what's going on. What M said to him was, "You are a relic of the Cold War." That's what Putin is right now. He is a relic of the Cold War. He feels like he is getting back some land that he felt is his or was his. Because as you already know, and you mentioned it before, you know, this is old Soviet Union that we're talking about now. So, in, like you said, in every Bond flick, it's like, okay, we're losing our advantage. We need to get our power back. So that's what's going on. So that's basically what Putin is doing. He's just taking that mantle. He's like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I am the guy. Yes, fake news. We're not going to call it a war. We're not going to call it an invasion. We're going to call it a military operation. Anybody who says otherwise that lives in this country is going to get jail time. I don't care who you are. We're going to silence you. And I'm pretty sure, and this is what Trump has done, he decides he's going to cheer this guy at one of his events, saying, oh, trying to grab land because, you know, Trump is always thinking real estate. So he's thinking of it as, oh, this is a smart move on Putin, what he's done, you know, what he's doing. All he's doing is getting all this land. But yet and still, and you mentioned it, people are dying. Innocent people are dying.
Children. Would you say
children,
Putin
called
it a military operation? An M.O.?
Military operation.
He's doing an M.O. See?
He called it M.O.
He's a stooge.
Which is,
he's either
which
Larry,
is who we call
Larry,
here,
or Mo.
Here in D.C., Mo.
He's a Mo. He's got to be down with the three stooges. Larry, Curly, or Mo. And the sad part is, and this is why I'm trying to tell people, please, please, don't sit on your hands. Don't say, I'm not going to go out. I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to participate, because that's what they want you to do. They want you to be intoxicated. They want you to feel you're powerless. They want you to feel it doesn't matter. No, because Joe Biden is inducting the first African-American black woman to the United States Supreme Court, where 45 of them pushed three candidates through. So two of them don't belong there. Because by their rules, that last woman that was put on the Supreme Court, I don't even want to call her by her name, because she's not a Supreme Court justice. And the other one that took the place of Merrick Garland, who I'm trying to understand, where's his balls? What's he waiting for?
He's still drinking.
You're the Attorney General of the United States, and you're acting like a punk.
Yeah.
Dude, I need, look, you know who I need to be the Attorney General of the United States?
Mm.
The Attorney General of New York. She's got a pair.
Okay.
She's got a pair. And because this is Global Women's Her Story Month, and you know I said her story, not his story. She needs to be the Attorney General for the United States. Because I don't know what Merrick Garland, if I was Merrick Garland, I would be ripping the Supreme Court apart and saying, you were illegally put in because Mitch McConnell lied and told Barack Obama, oh, no, we can't let you appoint a Supreme Court justice. We'll wait for the election results. Excuse me?
Right.
You're a senator.
Right.
You're a senator. He's the president. That should have been an episode of Punk. Dude, you're supposed to walk down there with two guys with black berets on from the Black Panthers and slap Mitch McConnell. No, sir. I'm sorry. I'm the president. You may disagree with Merrick Garland as a candidate, but here, take that with you and sit down. I'm the president. Because Trump ran in three candidates. Three. So now we have the first black African-American woman to be on the Supreme Court. So it's three of them against six.
Yeah.
Why are we always doing the impossible dream? Why is it always
part of the game? We mentioned that as part of the game. That's what it's all about. It's been going on for years in history. This was happening. So they figured if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I don't mean to do this in sense of slander, but let's review the facts. They put this woman on, doesn't believe, and Nathan believes what she feels is absolutely correct. So she believes in stopping and fighting abortion rights that have been around over 4 to 5 decades. They put on a rapist, because one of them who sat there and cried and wanted to count, he didn't do anything. But the woman was sitting there going, yes, you did. But we threw Bill Cosby in jail, but he's on the Supreme Court. And then you put through in the Merrick Garland person, who's really not a Supreme Court justice. So this is why voting in November is important. This is why this is so important, because the rules have changed to keep you away from the polls. Take their rules and stack the polls up. Vote, vote, and get these people out. And all elections, local elections, are the most important. Because if you notice, you put those Proud Boys in school board meetings and stare people down. I would stare them down and say, you punk white boy, this is why y'all do what you do, because y'all are cowards. You're a punk white woman.
Right.
Y'all are punks. Y'all don't want to fight. Y'all want to sit there and yell and scream. It ain't about that. It's not about that. But if you want your children, I mean, they passed a law in Florida that you can't even say LGBTQ, but yet the transgender folks go after Dave Chappelle. And they didn't listen to what Dave Chappelle was saying. He was shooting a warning. You coming after me, they're coming after you. And that crazy governor down there, come on. When do we wake up, folks? We're ready to take in refugees from Afghanistan, the Ukraine, but 150 Haitians float here on a skip, and we're ready to send them back in seconds.
Yeah.
Wake up, folks. Yeah. Stop laying back and saying, oh, well, you know, the next generation will take care of it. There won't be a next generation.
No, no. It's
you,
yeah,
and
seen,
our grandparents,
yeah,
and people who are in who have what do you call it? Can't think of the name of it. Who have extreme medical issues. All this is going to hurt us.
Yeah, I can't think of it. I know what you're talking about, but yeah.
Not special needs. That's not the one thing. People with skip to it. When we let Build Back Better die, and all the other stuff, and everybody started screaming about the vote, you knew that vote was not going to pass. That was the mistake of the civil rights movement.
Right.
King made a mistake. He went and got it passed federally, but you didn't win the states.
Yeah.
That's why I said all elections matter. Mm-hmm. We have to get in there and vote in our states, in our local towns, in our hamlets, through our wards, everywhere. You can't sit on your hands and say, well, somebody used to do it. Oh, I ain't into that voting thing. And then complain about why things are the way they are, why gas prices are the way they are, why food prices
right.
are the way they are. Because you let it happen. Learn from Ukraine.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Dr. Dre, you brought up a good question within a question here, because with the midterms coming up, we know that just a couple of years ago, there was a former member of the Georgia House of Representatives, Stacey Abrams, that galvanized a lot of people there in the South. How do you do that again now throughout these midterms of galvanizing people to go back out and did what they did a couple of years ago, who may at this point be a little bit more passive about going out to vote?
You go to the strip clubs. You go to whatever the freaking party is. You go to everywhere everybody's hanging out with some chicken and rice and anything else, and you tell them, I know your hands are a bit greasy, but could you please come vote? I know you want to get your hand on, but before you get that drink down, please come vote. Because they got a law, you can't even pass a bottle of water to somebody who's been standing in line ready to vote.
Yep.
So you got to pass laws inside that system.
Yeah.
Because that was insane, too. How do you have the guy that counts the votes running for governor? Oh, I'm running, and I won by these many votes. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You count the votes. That doesn't sound right. Something's wrong with that. But we keep accepting it like it's okay. And I'm saying this, Puffy, Oprah, Barack Obama, we don't need you running through the South begging people to come out. Can the local people get off your ass and do it yourself? Because as they're changing those laws, you can change them for your benefit. Vote, I forgot the woman that's running down in Florida for senator. She was a county sheriff. And we're listening to Marco Rubio, who's another jackass.
Yeah.
we keep saying it. And I don't mean to just insult them. They prove how much of a jackass they are. What's the name from Carolinas? I can't think of his name. Got reelected as a senator. I don't get it. We vote against our own special interests because we have this false sense of, well, I did it on my own. People are lazy and they don't want to do it. And we the only way to do it is we got to be conservative. The United States was not built on being conservative. We were the most left-wing colonies got together and decided to break from King George and the English Empire. That's not a conservative act. That's a very liberal act. But we're so jaded against each other because we may not speak the same language at the same time. We may not be able to understand each other's cultures, but we better get an understanding because you better look at Ukraine because if it's happening there, it can happen here.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Because Mr. 45 stole that election from Hillary Clinton. How can Hillary get the most votes but lose the election? Tell me how that happened.
Same question I asked. Yeah.
Because she was too lazy to go to Detroit, Wisconsin, and West Virginia. We cannot let that happen again. Why aren't the West Virginian people whose senator is dumping on them? He's got a boat. He's got a Ferrari. He's got this. And y'all are still drinking Mountain Dew with rotten teeth. What's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Hillary said we shouldn't keep digging in a coal mine. She said, no, let's change the job and get you above ground. Maybe you can smell some fresh air.
All right, but I hate to interrupt you, but we do have a caller. Yeah, we do have a caller in. All right, I do believe we have a special guest that has called in, Mopreme, Tupac Shakur.
What's happening,
brother?
Captain?
How you doing? What's going on with you, boy? How you been?
Man, I'm putting up with it. How y'all?
Doing good.
Man, we hanging in there. We talking about everything. 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 Good to have you on.
I heard that. Oh, man, I'm moving and grooving, trying to stay groovy. You know what I'm saying? Trying to stay a love, peace, and head grease. You dig?
Oh, yeah, I hear it.
What's happening,
guy? I hear it. Yeah.
My homegirl, my little sis Spawn, the birthday. So say you make sure you call in. So I'm calling in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We go back. She was spontaneous combustion. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man, you can speak a little bit about that connection right there, just a little bit about like how that went down.
Nah, we just go back. We go back. I mean, my brother rested Thug in Peace. Pac met her on the I was there too on the set of Bullet. She was on the set of Bullet, and you know, her and Pac talk. He's like, "Yo, look out for her. We gonna look out for her." So me and my cousin, he said, me and my cousin Billy Bang on that task. And, you know what I'm saying, we've been fam-bam ever since. So we go back, you know, a good dub or so, you know.
Okay. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure she appreciates the call-in, the birthday wish. She is grinning from ear to ear, this I know. So she is loving it.
I know, fine ass.
Yeah.
I just keep it at 100, baby. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So, and I'm pretty sure you already know we got Dr. Dre on the line.
The legend.
What's up, homie?
Man, you God is good trying to stay, before they say blessed and highly favored. How you doing?
Man, I'm, you know, like you said, I'm on peace with hair grease. I'm laid back and ready to shine.
That's right. Shit, you motherfucking legend. You know, I'm happy to be on the phone this evening.
I'm blessed to have you here with us. Thank you so much, my brother.
Yes, blessings.
Yeah, we definitely all appreciate you for again, the shout-out, the birthday wishes, the call-in. Man, all I can say is just be safe, because I know with everything going on with COVID and with the war and invasions, and ain't no telling what else is going on in everybody's neck of the woods. So just like our brother, Dr. Dre, saying, it's blessings. And again, you know, it's truly a blessing to have you on, bro. Truly a blessing.
Man, thank y'all. Thank y'all. Bless y'all, too. And also, you know, Spawn know the deal. She's been a strong supporter of my father, Dr. Batul Shakur. We pushing hard for his parole. got his running second bout of cancer. We trying to get him up out. So y'all check out MatuliShakur.com for all the details. Give us some support on that. He go to parole board next month. And I holla.
All right, but before you go, I got to ask you real quick, though. I know there's a time we got to get you on the show, man. So, like, let us know, man. We need to have you back. We need to have you back. Like, when is the best time for you, bro?
Ain't no best time. I'll make it. I got to make it.
But there you go. So, again, appreciate
you,
bro.
I got y'all.
All right, that's what's up. That we definitely going to stay in touch, for real. We're going to stay in touch.
For sure.
All right. Appreciate you. Right. Be safe out there.
Peace, Dre.
Be good, brother. Peace.
Birthday, Swan.
That was Mo Preem, y'all. Mo Preem again, Tupac Shakur's brother, giving the shout out. So, again, that was a true blessing, and we will definitely have him back on. And hey, he already said it. He's going to make it happen. So I'm just waiting on the date. That's all I'm doing. I'm waiting on the date. So there you go. Oh, man. But, yo, wow. Man, did we leave anything on the table?
Well, we left Happy Birthday, Spawn, and lifting those candles up. You know, she's still at the great age of 27.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
I mean, she hasn't been broken to 3-0 yet. She's just 27 and looking gorgeous. And such a great blessing.
And you know, that's one thing that we should all be very, very happy about, that a lot of us still have a chance to continue to go around this world to celebrate. You know, some call them anniversaries, you know, some call them birthdays, you know, some just call them that revolution around the earth, you know, again, you know, and we should, you know, it's not something we should ever take for granted, you know, because we never know when our time comes to an end, you know, it should always be something special, you know, and this is definitely one special thing, that I must say.
Yes, it is. So even with all the stuff we were discussing, and some people might say, oh, you guys want real dark. No, we're not. What we're trying to do is make you aware. And in that awareness, if we can shake one or two people to be motivated so that we can try to find the best way for a greater solution, that's what we were trying to do. So like I said, if you want to make a comment or you want to reach out to me, you can go to Dr. Dre 39 on Instagram or on Twitter. That's DOCTORDRE 39. And we have the Dr. Dre Victory Foundation coming together. And like I said, we're putting together these, I call them mini instructional books about the confessions of a hip-hop food addict. And I got to still thank the one and only Queen Bernadette for helping me put that together, because we just tell these stories from interview to interview. She said, you need to put this in a book. So back to the original book that I did that is coming out, and I will make an exclusive announcement with you as we put the ink on this deal. Because being that I was blessed enough to wait, something else came along and said, Dre, we want you to do this like this, and we love this idea. So I'm announcing here. You're going to be one of the first people to hear how the book's going to come out.
Mm. Exclusive. There you go.
Yes, sir.
So again, when you give us the info, we are pushing it. We're putting it all over the airwaves. If we have to put it on cruise ships, we'll do that. If we have to put it on the billboards, we'll do that as well. I think we can probably charter a plane somewhere where they have the flag that goes by. I think we can do that. And
I'm going to get you involved in it. You're going to be a part of it. I'm going to call up and have you be a part of it.
All right. Let me know.
That's all I got to
say.
Let
us know.
Oh, no, I will.
Let us know.
I will. I'm going to reach out to the birthday girl, the birthday woman. I don't want to say girl. I should say, again, the birthday doctor. Woo! The real doctor. And we're going to get you to be a part. Believe me when I say.
Well, I just want to know if we're able to get some Vegas girls out here. I'm pretty sure we can paint the information on their bodies, especially on Fremont Street, but I ain't going to say too much about that. But, yeah.
Hey.
So, LeVar, did you have anything else, LeVar? I'm kind of telling on myself right now. So,
you know, I did. I want to, you know, every time we have Dr. Dre on, and I know we probably have asked him every question that we could probably think of, but there was one tonight that I was kind of thinking of, and I want to make sure this is correct because I know Wikipedia can sometimes be wrong, but I know, you know, with Yo MTV Raps and the history of that, and everyone knows the history of that and when it began, and I was reading that the weekday version dubbed Yo MTV Raps Today debuted on March 13th, 1989, which would be on this date. Was there ever an interview that you did in which, because, you know, a lot of times I know when people meet somebody who they always wanted to meet and then kind of geeked out, did you ever have one of those moments? And who was the person when you interviewed them that you were like, man, I can't believe I'm sitting here talking to this person?
You mean from a fanboy or fan?
I would say from a fanboy standpoint, yeah.
Okay. I can't say any one person, because we were blessed to meet, talk with many great people, from the Eddie Murphys, the Mike Tysons of the world, Mel Gibson, Howard Stern, Bobby Brown, the legendary one and only Godfather of Soul, James Brown, the beautiful, vivacious Pam Grier, my father from Good Times, John Amos, to every recording artist that came through the door from the Run DMCs, Public Enemies, the De La Souls, Shaquille O'Neal, Academy Award winning actor Lawrence Fishburne came through on our show. I mean, we were overly blessed. And big shout out to the late, great Biz Markie, who was on the spring break with us down in it wasn't Miami. Oh, God, my mind is slipping. But when we did that show with also the late legendary Tribe Called Quest and posthumously, of course, Pipe Dog, Leaders of the New School, all of them, with Busta Rhymes, Dinko D, Charlie Brown, to my partner Ed Lover, T-Money, the late, great Peter Daugherty and Ted Demme, who actually were the ones who got the show on the air, the one and only Fab Five Freddy, which is interesting. We should have been too Fab. We never did. We always just say we do it. But when we talk about that cavalcade of artists and stars from the late, great Eazy-E, Ice Cube, MC Ren, my namesake Dr. Dre, big up to Snoop Dogg and company, the DOC. I mean, the list goes on. Miss Chalet. We interviewed so many great people that we had a chance to be involved with, and all the people that blessed us. And Who's the Man? Ice-T, the Ghetto Boys, Cypress Hill, KRS-One, and Boogie Down Productions. Crisscross, Queen Latifah, Salt and Pepper. I mean, do I really need to go on? My man, late great Heavy D.
I saw that list.
So when you say who was somebody that made me fanboy, everybody made me. What made me really fanboy is when we went out and we met the people, and we said, "Wow, they really like us. They really like us." But we liked them. That was the beauty of Yo MTV Raps today. And, of course, I can't forget my boys, the Beastie Boys, who are on the show. Everybody, we all came through. A lot of great people came through that we love to this day. Now, I mean, that last episode, people talk about that. Big up also MC Search and Third Base.
Yes.
Damn. Rakim, Rakim. EPMD. Oh,
yeah.
Come on. When you talk about artists and that cavalcade, I mean, we felt like Barry Gordy and Don Cornelius all rolled into one at one point. That's how many artists. I mean, I could tell a quick story, if you don't mind. I was visiting a friend of mine's wife at the Sony building in New York at one time, and I jumped on the elevator, and I'm standing there, and I hear somebody giggling, and somebody said, "I know who you are." And I'm like, "Who the hell is this?" And I turn around, and it's Jermaine Jackson, and it's Tito, and Jackie. And I'm like, oh shit, what's up? Oh damn! Said, "Yeah, we know who you are. We watch your show." I said, "Oh snap, Jackson!" And I'm laughing, and we're starting to tell stories as we're heading up. But there's this one guy in the corner with a hat pulled down, and he's giggling. And I look down, I look at his shoes, and they're dancer shoes. And if you know something about dancer shoes, they're usually all like a little worn because that's the way they wear their shoes because they dance and they
right.
eat. You know, they wear shoes
mm-hmm.
And he
right.
looks up and he smiles. And I said, "Oh, shit, Michael." I said, "You know, I met you guys when we were suffering." And we laughed all the way upstairs. And they got off the elevator and said, "Wait a minute. What are y'all doing here?" And they said, "We'll let you know." I said, "Will you guys come on the show?" I said, "Well, ask." And I knew one of the vice presidents there at the time, and I got off the elevator, and they said, "You rode up with them?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "I just jumped on the elevator. I didn't even notice because I was honestly, at the time, my head was down. I was looking at my phone, and then I heard, 'Oh, we know who you are.' And I looked up, and I said, 'Oh, my, yo, what's up? What are y'all doing?' And I said, that was a full circle moment for me of life. And the second one I had like that was when I went to Paisley Park and I got a chance to talk to Prince. And we became really good friends for a long time. And my good friend, the late Ricky Mensch, Ricky Lee Mensch, I went out there with him and he was having a press conference and talking to people about his recordings and what he did. And I remember I raised my hand up. And I said, "Dr. Dre, you own two raps." He said, "You think I don't know who you are?" And I said, "Really?" I said, I didn't want to be so presumptuous. And he just looked and he laughed at me. He said, "Please, please." And that started a friendship that lasted till up until he died.
Wow.
So when you talk about guests and people and Arsenio Hall, first time I met Prince was with Arsenio Hall at a Video Music Awards in L.A. Mm. And then Prince came walking out because we were sitting there with Arsenio. And they were rehearsing Get Off, his song Get Off.
Okay.
And he came over to Ed and I. And he said, "Do you think they should do it again?" We said, "No, they were great." And he put his hand up and said, "Do it again." I said, "Come on, man, don't." He said, "Dr. Dre and Love want you to do it again." They said, "You guys weren't doing it good enough." And he was rehearsing from the seats, watching the band perform. And I was like, "Yo, this is crazy." And Ed and I looked at each other and said, "Do you think we ever thought we could pull this off? Ever?" And we just looked and smiled at each other. And again, we became friends with Arsenio Hall. And he said, "I watch y'all all the time. Y'all are crazy funny." He interviewed us for Who's the Man. But one of my greatest experiences of my life is when I went down to Philly. And I was invited to this concert done by one of Philly's greatest DJs, Lady B. And she was there and Public Enemy was performing. And I hadn't seen Chuck and P.E. for a minute. And I walked in the room with the wife and my sons. And Flavor ran up to me, sweaty as a bull. And everybody knows Flavor and I snap on each other religiously because we have history earlier than just doing Yo and Public Enemy. And we were crying, and I said, "Did you ever think those days at WBAU at Adelphi University we did all of this?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, I did too." And then we start going to each other. It's like Griffin's day, and Chuck's like, "Oh, God, here they go. They're about to get into it." And we just start smapping on each other. And people are like, "Oh, my God, Is something wrong? What's going on? And the chuck starts snapping, and we're snapping the chuck. And people who don't know us, that's our sense of humor. We grew up together doing this. So us snapping on each other was natural. So one reporter said, you, why would you talk to Chuck D like that? Because that's Chuck. That's my man. What are you talking about?
Right.
How do you point and say, this was the best person? This person made me feel this way. I remember performing with Will Smith when he just started his DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince at a show down in Philly. And I used to DJ for the Beastie Boys. When you're getting those kind of experiences and people like Just Ice and Melly Mel and the Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, I mean, I've had a lot of time in this business and I'm blessed by every moment. And I want to thank people like yourselves and, of course, my beautiful sis. Happy, 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 happy birthday. So, no.
Well,
I'm just the biggest fan of everybody.
Well, I was going to say, I know you thank all of them, but we thank you because, you know, for all of us
yes.
who have had a chance to watch you and to talk to you, you have definitely been an influence and still are an influence, especially with what you're doing with everything that you do. And we can't thank you enough for being here again. And I always get a thrill, and I tell people when I get a chance to do this show, you know, in the last few years, I get a chance to talk to Dr. Dre again. I've got questions to ask him. And I can't thank you enough for everything you've done. I know I can speak to everybody that watched the OMTV Raps Back to Base now. Thank you. And thank you again for being with us here tonight.
You're so welcome. Many peace, many blessings, all my love to all you, to everybody. And I left a few names out. Please don't get mad at me. Big up to Jermaine Dupri and Outkast and Goody Mob and Two Live Crew and Uncle Luke. I mean, MC Shy D. Yeah, I left all the names out.
Mm.
And I also, too, respect and honor the new artists of today and what they're doing because I believe no one is the end-all, be-all. We all grow. We all have a moment to shine. And then you have a moment also to be a big fan, clap your hands, and say, wow, look at that.
There it is. There it is. Again, we thank you so much, again, for blessing us with your appearance and, again, giving us all the knowledge. Because every time you come on the show, you give us a wealth of knowledge. And we definitely walk away a better person. So, again, appreciate you for all that you do and everything that you keep going. And before we go, please give them your social media and pages, again, so they can find you. One more time.
It's Dr. Dre, D-O-C-T-O-R. D-R-E number 39 on Instagram and on your Twitter. Not hard to find. I'm on the Clubhouse, the fan bases, the riffs, and a bunch of other things. But everybody, we've got a big, big, big announcement that's going to come. There's something I'm working on, and I'm just smiling from ear to ear. It's like when I first wasn't able to put the book out, Yo Bigger Stuff, the Young TV Raps episodes, the Dr. Dre episodes, because of COVID. And people are like, oh, you just put it out anyway. Just put it out. And I said, no, I want to be able to go and shake hands with people, let them take pictures, we could talk, and not just with a mask or a hazmat suit. And as the pandemic seems to be subsiding and the more people are getting vaccinated, my confidence level is up with that. But a different opportunity stepped up. And like I said, I'm going to come back and announce it, and we'll have a good laugh. And you guys are going to be on it, too, just to let you know. And for all those people
we'll
who don't think I still talk with Ed and T-Money, yes, I do. I just spoke with them 2 days ago. We were on a call together. I get that all the time.
It is.
Are you and Ed talking? Yeah, we're talking. What's the problem?
Right. Because I'm pretty sure when you get people like, you know, probably walking up to you and actually like, yeah, just like you said, you know, you and Ed Love are still talking. You know, this is what you would say to them, because this is how I want to end the show. You're going to tell them, back up off me. That's right. That's the song we're going to close out with. That's the song that came out in 1994. That's how we're going to do it, peaking at 91 on the top R&B hip-hop album charts. That's what we're going to do. Number 27 on the top heat seeker chart in the United States. So like I said, anytime they ask you that, back up off me. That's what we're going to do. And all of us here on Spontaneous Radio Online, on behalf of LeVar, Dr. Dre, I am DJ FX. We're going to see y'all next time. Be safe out there. Love y'all.
Peace. Love y'all.
Like my apartment is nice and lofty. All you little suckers, you can back up.